This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast. Many things are happening this holiday weekend, and I don't just mean July 4th or Canada Day, it's also UFA Day, every hockey fan's favorite holiday. We like to think of UFA Day as what you didn't get on trade day, or what you didn't get on draft day, or what you just need to fill in the gaps for day. But it's an awesome day because we get to bring some people in who have some experience, we get to take some chances on other people, and we all get to get together on Twitter and bitch at each other. That's good fun, folks. So this is one of those podcasts where when you hear this sound, that means that we're moving on to something else. Random thoughts, ADD, call it what you want. We're going to bounce around a little bit. Stay with us. Hey, remember that guy Radulov we were going to get? Well, we are not going to get him. The Habs are going to get him, and they took a one-year deal approach with this guy. Why? Because nobody's really sure if he has his shit together or not. Now, it seems to me that if you add a guy who needs to get his shit together to a team that needs to get their shit together, it's not such a good move, right? So I'm thinking that the Avs probably did a good thing here. Sure, it would have been a great experiment if he came in at the right dollar, but I think that he wanted more dollars, and I think that Patty Waugh and him would have butted heads. Or butt heads. Yeah, their heads wouldn't get along. That's what I'm saying. Zach Redman, a.k.a. Swoon by the ladies, is breaking hearts left and right. The problem is he's not doing it in Colorado anymore. He has moved on. He has a new forever home, at least for the next 2 years, and it's not with the Colorado Avalanche. This is a guy that I was on the fence about. I didn't really care if he stayed or not, but I also don't really care that he went to another team. I think we have some prospects. I think we have some people coming up that need to get those slots, even if that slot is sitting and watching the team play as a defenseman who's been scratched. Either way, I think that this is good for Zach Redman, and it's probably good for the Avalanche, too. Good on you, Zach. Have fun, bro. Another good on you goes out to Jamie McGinn, who found another forever home. James Robert McGinn IV is now a member of the Arizona Coyotes for the next 3 years at $10 million. I think like all Avalanche fans, I have a lot of respect for Jamie McGinn. It sucks the way that he had to leave, but that's the game. He's still playing the game, and he has a new lease on life with a good back and a good deal. I hope it works out for him. Good on you, bro. This podcast is now also brought to you by the word bro. There's been a lot of talk recently about our first-round draft pick, Tyson Jost. One of the things that keeps coming up over and over is that he is captain material. Does this make you think of any other captain for the Colorado Avalanche who might be a little bit concerned about this whole captain thing? I mean, maybe it's just me getting caught up in this whole UFA Day thing, right? And everybody's going to be traded. They're going to trade Dutchie for a mascot. Who knows what they're going to do? But Landy's name has definitely come up quite a bit. And I have to wonder, is there something going on here? Are we planning ahead for our next captain? Is it likely that we're going to move Landy if he doesn't do well, or even if he does well, and we're going to have somebody, you know, Tyson Jost with Joe in the name as our captain? It's possible, folks. Conspiracy theories abound here, and I haven't even started drinking yet. And while we're talking about drinking, stay alive, folks. Definitely drink a lot, but stay hydrated and stay alive. Wait for it. As many of you know, I suffer from a thing called musical association. That means that you say a word, I hear a song, I hear a band, I hear things like that. For instance, you say purple, I say haze. You say grateful, I say dead. Then I hear songs like Casey Jones. This is just how it works. So you can imagine what happened when I heard the name Tootin'. Or maybe you can't, so let me just tell you what's going on in my head right now. When I hear the word Tootin', I think of Tutankhamun, which should be his nickname, absolutely. But what should also happen here is that every time he scores a goal, we should have Walk Like an Egyptian play, because that song has to do with Egyptians, and Tutankhamun is an Egyptian. Anyways, I hope that you don't suffer from this, but if you do, let's start a support group. Back to the hockey. The Colorado Avalanche have signed Fedor Tootin to a one-year contract, and that's a good deal because he's 32 years old, and I think that we all agree that we should not give big contracts to aging players anymore. Now, he's coming from Columbus, which, why would Columbus be getting rid of a defenseman? Oh, yeah! Columbus was the team that landed PK Subban. Now, a lot of people said he wasn't going to be traded, but he absolutely was traded, and it wasn't to the Avs, which kind of pissed me off a little bit because I really thought we were going to make a move. It wasn't going to be a move I was totally happy about because we'd have to lose somebody like a Deshane and or a Barry, but Subban is a pretty big deal. But alas, the Avs have made no big trades as of the recording of this podcast. This is by no means the only things that have happened today, and it's only scratching the surface of what will happen between now and the drop of the puck for the 2016-2017 season. If you're looking for some thoughts that are less anecdotal and a little bit more stats and geeky, definitely check out the people I always mention, BSN, Burgundy Brigade, Adrian Dater. There's a lot of people on Twitter too who are going to get you the news about a half hour before anybody else does. For me, the big questions right now have to do with the signing of McKinnon, Tyson Barry, and picks. If these things happen, I'll be a happy man. The rest of it will just fill in the blanks around it. Last but not least, happy 4th of July, happy Canada Day, and happy UFA Day. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by Avs Fam. You know that. You know what they got. Go check it out. But there's some new stuff coming, so definitely keep an eye on it. AVSFAM.com. Stay awesome.